Hello, you're very welcome back to the Controversial Corner on the Temple Carrick podcast. Today I have Megan and Nola with me today. And Megan and Nola both have a lovely list of banned books and movies that have been banned in Ireland and across the world. And they're just going to hit me with them. I'm completely blind reacting to the books and movies that they have in front of them, why they've been banned, for kind of all weird and wonderful and, of course, controversial reasons. So if Megan, you want to hit me with a few there, or Nola, I'm totally like, I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the knowledge.
So the first one I have on the list is one that you actually brought forward, the fact that Winnie the Pooh is banned in China.
I love this so much.
Because you said it looks like the president.
Well, that's the reason that it looks like the president. I think that's so funny. I mean, of course, I'm not insulting the Chinese president. You know, China, don't come for me. But it's just so funny that they thought that this just like iconic bear that's been around for so long has just somehow insulted their president. And I just think they're, you know, they're very... It seemed to take a lot of offence out of something that I think is just such a iconic childhood thing. It's really not been there to cause offence whatsoever. And it's, yeah.
Yeah, because I think, like, Winnie the Pooh came out around, like, World War One or World War Two.
Yeah.
Because it's, the author wrote it, like, for his son who died in the war, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah, there's a whole backstory to it. So, it's, you know, I think it's Winnie the Pooh. I think it's, he's a harmless childhood creature, and I definitely think he wasn't, you know, brought in to offend the Chinese president.
So also in China, Alice in Wonderland was banned because it was causing, like, disastrous to put animals and humans on, like, the same level. So, like, the animals were, like, human, like, talking or, like, speaking English.
Yeah.
But that was, like, a problem in China. So it's a bit of an interesting one.
So is that them trying to, like, kind of assert dominance over animals?
I think they just think they're so much better that animals shouldn't have any human qualities.
It's a bit weird, yeah, like that, like, yeah, they seem to have a real issue that, like, humans and animals are, like, on the same level, like,
okay,
no, it's so a bit weird.
Are they saying by that animals are way above humans, or are they saying humans are way above animals?
I think humans are way above,
oh, okay, that's really weird. Okay, so they're going, we hunt animals, we eat them. They're kind of giving them a sort of a non even living kind of label.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right, okay. Yeah. China seems to be getting very offended by some of these. Okay. Yeah. Megan, give me another one. These are so interesting.
The next one I have is the Ulysses, which was banned actually in the UK and the US.
Ah, James Joyce.
Yeah, okay. Because at that time, like, sex wasn't really talked about in books at all. And then, like, that book had sexual content, so they were like, no, thank you.
When was this? When did the book come out?
1922.
Okay, so that's kind of fairly recently, to be fair.
Yeah.
But it's such an iconic book, and it's not still banned today, is it?
No, it's not banned anymore, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. It's funny, isn't it, how, you know, people were so upset and distressed of the thought of reading about something that's in any way, you know, sexual content. It's just so...
It's just part of everybody's life.
It's part of everyone's life. It's so normal. And we've really normalised it now, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But God, that would have been very against the book back then.
So then, like, when James died, the author, like, people were, like, condemning his death and, like, happy he had died.
Oh, my God.
Like, disgraced people who would want to read his book after he died.
That's awful. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been seen as, that would have been a big deal though, back then. That would have been seen as really kind of inhumane nearly, when it was really normal and he was just clearly a good writer.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh yes, the next one we have then is the Bell Jar, which was actually banned in Ireland.
Okay.
Which is quite a sadder one, because that was banned for, like, the depiction of, like, depression and suicide.
Why? Wow, okay.
Yeah, because there's scenes in the book which were quite explicitly, like, showing self-harm. And people, they tried to ban it because it was, like, extremely realistic portrayal. And, yeah, the author even committed suicide the same year the book was published.
We had a conversation about this. This is, I think, so... It's really... It's tragic, obviously. And it's so upsetting to hear that clearly... The book was so graphic and so, would you say, well written, you know, accurately written more, you'd say, because of what the author was going through at the time.
like nowadays it's like one of like the highest respected literatures because it's just like such a good piece of work.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when it was banned though.
What do you think, Nella?
Yes, it's heartbreaking to hear, you know, that because it's almost like he published that book almost as like it could be like a cry for help, and then like no one came after like reading it, you know, like
that's a really good point.
Yeah. When you're writing something so I'm assuming detailed.
Yeah. I forgot to mention though, the author's name is Sylvia Plath.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Then is that a girl?
Sorry.
A girl. Sorry, okay. I thought it was a guy.
Oh wow. Okay. That's. Wow, you know, and I suppose we have to be so careful because there's such a fine line, isn't there, between kind of bringing awareness to a topic and then oversharing and possibly creating ideas in people's heads, you know? And there's a really, really fine line there. So I think that's probably where we need to be careful.
Yeah. That actually kind of leads into the, like, next kind of band, like, movie, well, I guess series and book. And that was, like, 13 Reasons Why. So, like, it's still available on Netflix to watch pretty much anywhere apart from New Zealand, which have actually like banned it from under 18s watching it without an adult, which is like quite interesting. But the novel was actually banned in most American high schools in 2017 when like the first season aired on Netflix. And that's mainly just because, well, they did like a study and they stated that the series was actually associated with a 28.9% increase of suicide rates among, like, US youth ages 10 to 17 after, like, the show's release, which is quite shocking when you think about it. And then, yeah.
That's Wow, okay. So they're coming again from that kind of the standpoint of, okay, suicide, things are rising, you know, our suicide rates are rising, we don't want to be kind of putting ideas in people's heads, but also, you know, you could look at it as in someone could read that book and kind of really relate to what's going on, maybe feel like they're a bit more normal, a bit more human.
Yeah,
you know, what do you think, Megan? There's two sides to it, isn't there?
Well, there's also like the question on, do we need to, like, I feel like after that book came out there was a lot of hush about suicide in general.
Okay. Yeah,
where it's, we still need to talk about it. I just feel like maybe it should be talked about in a different way.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it was kind of like, because I've watched the series, I haven't read the book.
Yeah.
And it was like showing that even after she died, she was still able to get the revenge she wanted. So it was kind of almost shown in a good way.
Okay.
Which probably wasn't the best
idea. It shouldn't be portrayed in that way. Absolutely. Yeah. I suppose they're looking at it from a, you know, it could be damaging for young people to see that. And, you know, like you said, Nola, it being banned for under 18s without an adult in New Zealand, that probably makes sense.
Yeah, just like being cautious.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next list we have is movies instead. So the first one we have is The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah. So I was like doing some research on this. So, oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought my mic caught out there. So in 2014, like, the books, I'm pretty sure, were banned due to insensitivity, offensive language, anti-family, anti-ethic, and ocelot, which I think is some of the, like, obviously, I think, I'm assuming you both have watched, read The Hunger Games.
I've watched The Hunger Games. I'm not a big fan. Yeah. I'm not, like, an obsessive fan now, but I'd know a bit about it.
Yeah, and I think everyone, like, they are quite violent.
Yeah,
I think that's it. I don't know. I feel like some of the other ones, though, are a little bit harsh. I don't know, like, anti-family. I feel like family was a big part of The Hunger Games.
I think you can definitely debate the other side of that. I think Hunger Games is a lot about kind of sticking together.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The whole point is that she volunteered so her sister would live.
Yeah.
I
think that's a bit controversial. I think that's very controversial. Megan, do you have another one for me there?
Yeah, the next one I have now is Brokeback Mountain, which is banned in China because it's two gay men.
Okay.
Which I find interesting is that I'm pretty sure, China, like, it wasn't gay to be, no, it wasn't illegal to be gay in China until, like, 1840, when there was a lot of Western influence. Like, up until that point, it was just seen as, like, a normal, everyday thing, like every other couple.
Wow, okay. That's really interesting. I find that absolutely fascinating. You know, I think sometimes, correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes I would nearly presume that, you know, in the Western world, we're so much more, you know, modern, up-to-date. We'd be really a lot more upset, accepting and okay of, you know, different people's sexualities and that type of thing. So that's, it's so kind of heartbreaking to, and just so eye-opening to figure out that it's really the Western world that had that influence on China to kind of go,
yeah,
oh no, this is wrong, or, you know, this shouldn't be happening, and when they just thought it was a natural, normal thing, which of course it is.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost gone in a full circle.
Yeah.
The way, like, it was fine there, and now it's becoming more fine here.
Yes.
And it was bad here, and now it's kind of, it's bad that it's not illegal, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't think they can get married or adopt if you're a gay couple, but it's still kind of just a taboo topic to talk about. But, like, it was just seen as, like, especially in the 16th to 11th century, which was the Shang Dynasty, it was just treated with openness and just, it was a normal everyday thing.
Why? Okay.
And then the last one we have is natural born killer, which was, it was banned in Ireland, but for kind of an odd reason, because the movie's about a couple who go, like, on a murderous streak. I'm pretty sure they're on a road trip. And because the movie's portrayed as a comedy, the government was scared that people would, like, copy the movie.
They'd get inspiration.
Yeah, the main reason it was banned is because they were scared of copycats coming to do the same thing.
It is so, wow, okay, oh my God. So they basically thought, we're putting out this movie, we're making it too funny, it's got things to do with murder, and we're going to be giving people ideas, and they're going to, you know, if we let this book be legal, they're going to be running around killing everyone.
Yeah, it's a movie, I'm pretty sure.
What do you think now? I think that's so ridiculous.
Because I'm sure there's other, like, murder comedies or absolutely, whatever out there. Yeah. It's just weird that they're targeting this specific one.
Yeah. Dark humour. I don't think we understand dark humour enough in Ireland, maybe. I think we'll wrap that up there. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Temple Card Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Stewart. I'm joined here today by Luke.
Hey guys, unfortunately Jack Ward is not here today, so we're joined by Jethro, Leah and Julie.
So guys, what are we talking about today?
I think we're going to talk about Delphi, because we just came back.
Yeah, well, what were your opinions on Aaliyah, you know, overall?
I rated a solid 6 out of 10.
Julie, out of 10?
Probably like a 7.
Luke?
I'd give it a 9 out of 10, but the activities weren't that good. I think just messing around in the dorm was the best.
Yeah. Jethro?
Yeah, I'd agree with Luke.
Yeah, I'd give it like a 9. It got even closer in the year as well. Boys, girls, teachers, students, you know, having a good crack.
I enjoyed it in the, like, eating dinner together and, like, everything after the activities. But the activities were just the bit that was bad.
Some of them were bad. I liked most of them.
Mm.
What was your favourite activity? We got to go around in a circle and talk about that.
Probably the one, the zip lining, but, like, you know when you do, like, the course,
the actual course,
because
yeah,
like on the other zip lining things, not the like, you know, one, the rock climbing and stuff,
yeah,
you'd have to, like, wait around and let everyone go, like, individually.
And
so
the rock climbing, I felt like it was so anticlimactic.
It was like yeah, you're doing an activity but for like a minute, and then the rest of the time you're just, like, sitting around. So
that was probably my least favorite one, because, yeah, like, you'd wait for ages. It was a bit scary up at the top when you're doing abseiling whatever, but the second you jump off, you just slowly kind of just down. Julia, what was your favourite activity?
I like the bog run.
It was good.
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you guys get any photos of yours?
Yeah, Beatrice took loads of pictures of us.
Did she not do it?
No.
Yeah, we had Tara. She literally got like 600 photos.
Oh, yeah, I gave my phone to Beatrice as well for the bog, and she took a few photos of us.
The bog was fun, but I was, like, cold for too long. Like, you know when you get into the sea and you have to get out, like, after a while because you get, like, too cold?
Because the wetsuit kept you pretty warm. Every now and again, a bit of bog would just go, like, down my neck or something.
Whenever I stood up, loads of water went down my wetsuit.
The worst bit of the bog run, though, was, like, when people had to, like, dunk you under, because some people were so violent about it, and they were like...
There's a video that Tara got on her phone. We're playing the... Did you guys do British Bulldogs?
Yeah.
We're doing that. Tog swims over. He grabs Kira and he literally just puts her straight under.
Like, some people were holding other people, like, under the water.
Tog put me under for like 3 seconds, then tried to swim away and accidentally sat on me, and I was just under the water, like.
But it is kind of like traumatic. Like, it's a bit like.
Oh, yeah.
You know the very last bit on the bog?
Yeah.
Connor and Mark tried to skip it, and Mike caught them. So then I got to dunk both their heads at the end, and Mark said he'd dunk himself, and I just held his head on there, and he got so mad when he got out on us.
Oh, the last bit, we got in as well, and me, Adam, Jack and Emmett, and it was so bad. Like, just before you got out, it was just the worst out of it all.
The one, wait, is that the one with the surfboards or the last, like, bog?
No, the last bog.
Yeah, because Mark tried to skip it and then he held him under.
Did you all get to do the obstacle course after in the water?
We did.
Yeah,
that was good. That kind of cleaned you up a bit as well.
Yeah, that was nice. And the water was nice as well.
The water was so cold.
I didn't think it was that cold.
Yeah, I thought it was quite warm.
Yeah. Jethro, what was your favourite activity?
Probably the kayaking.
I was going to say, my favourite activity was probably the kayaking.
Our group didn't even get to do the kayaking.
You did rowing, didn't
you? Yeah, we didn't canoeing.
Or canoeing, yeah.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Kayaking was class. Like, because we went out and we were actually going kayaking for probably like 5-10 minutes max, and then we were just doing capsizing. And we were going with the teachers as well, so that was fun.
The lake that we were canoeing in, the instructor said it was double as deep as the Irish Sea, but half the time we were there, you could literally see the floor. It was about 3 meters down.
It depends. Like, some spots you couldn't see the bottom at all. Like,
yeah, apparently there's eels and all, and some guy got an eel latch onto his face when he was deep diving in it.
Oh, my God.
And, I don't know, he had to keep, like, really composed because he was, like, 40 meters down and he nearly died or something. I don't know.
There's some good stories there. The instructor, Alex, he was telling us that when we were doing our high ropes, that a girl fell out of her harness, landed on her neck, and was paralyzed for life. We were like, thanks, boy.
I heard a story that a guy was on, like, the night shift,
and he
saw something, like, white fly out of, like, the top floor, and then he realized that a girl had taken all the bed sheets off all the beds and tied them together.
Oh, my God.
And then tied it to the bed and threw it out the window and abseiled, like, down the wall.
Was she doing Great Escape type shit?
Of the hostel. And, like, met up with a boy from another school. And, like, went off for the night and then came back. Yeah,
there's no way it could be worth that.
They spent hours looking for her. And, like,
imagine abseiling off your hostel wall.
I'm sorry, it cannot be worth abseiling off your hostel wall to go meet a boy. Like, geez. Is she in the second floor?
Yeah, because you know the way all the girls are. But, like, imagine how unsafe that was.
Oh, God. It's kind of annoying how they didn't let us, like, near each other pretty much.
Yeah. Mm.
The girls and the boys. Like,
yeah.
You were allowed to a certain point, and if you walked over that, you were literally like.
I think because we just all needed, like, an indoor space where we could have, like, been together because we weren't allowed to be in the
not like the dorms or anything, just kind of like a meeting room. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a big, like, I don't know, because there is the food hall.
A big open room with, like, couches or something.
Yeah, exactly. Because then in the evenings, there was just, like, 100 of us, like, in this tiny little space.
Yeah.
What was up with the vending machines? I was actually excited to get
stuff. Like, none of them worked. Actually, I can't be saying that.
And the food there was so bad. I don't even care about
anything. Some of it.
The soup. Or either of you, absolutely cocked.
Yeah, I was vegetarian. So, like, my food was, like, all right, I guess. Like, I just had a lot of curries, but on the last night when everyone had, like,
pasta
stew,
looked horrible.
I had pasta, but I actually really enjoyed that.
The breakfast was good. Like, that was the
only part from the last day. That's what made so many people sick on the bus. The sausages. The sausages were a bit.
The chicken goujons and chips one night were really good.
That was the only nice food.
But you couldn't open the ketchup.
I thought the curry was going to be nice, but it was literally water.
So watery. Some of the food I didn't mind. Like, I didn't mind the bolognese. It wasn't good, but, like.
But I think everyone,
I actually loved the stew.
I think everyone got, like, food poisoning one of the nights. Because do you remember there was, like, one night where, like, I was talking to all the girls and everyone was, like, feeling so sick.
Like, some of the food and. They didn't give you good portions either. Like, the things some people were doing to get different portions.
I know.
We looked over and Matt had, like, slicked back his hair to try and get one. I got minimal of, like, seconds every day by the potato and leek soup, which I actually liked, but it just filled me up.
At least it was filling, though, because, like, everyone had, like, loads of sweets in their rooms. So it was, like, it was good that we had, like, at least, like, one hot meal a day that would fill us, even if it wasn't ice.
Yeah, you kind of needed something savoury.
But, like, the soup, after a while, it was just a bit like, oh, my God, like, can we switch it up?
The ham was a bit iffy as well.
Yeah it was plastic.
Yeah, so and plastic. It was like, if you've already had a bread roll, you were only allowed, like, one size of whole grain bread.
Oh, wow.
If you didn't bring your own snacks, you were kind of screwed, like, because the tuck shop is about $6.80. Yeah. I think I bought $6.80 for a Fanta, a Magnum, and a pack of picnic bites.
Yeah, like,
it was so expensive.
I knew we were in for, like, I knew we were in trouble when we came back on the second day for lunch and they said it was soup again. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was like nursing home food.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's because they like they get cheap food and they water it down so they can spread it out.
The worst soup was the red one. Oh my god,
what's that called again? It has a name for it.
Tomato soup.
No, it's not tomato soup. It was I can't remember what it's called. One of the girls were saying it.
It tasted like pasta sauce.
No, it tasted like, you know, there's like packets you buy of like powdered soup and you add water. It's like one of them.
That's definitely what it was.
What was your favorite soup of the day?
The potato and the leek one was so good.
That was actually tasty.
Because that was the only one that I ate.
I think we had just gone done
the water activities.
Water activity,
the water activities got you starving.
And it was so nice to like come back to like hot soup.
Hot soup, yeah, exactly.
Or even like just doing an activity out in the rain because it was freezing.
I'll tell you what, the most unnecessary meal was supper. Why did we?
Muffin. The muffin was stuck in my teeth for the rest of the night.
The donuts were so bad because the jam like mushed off like the dough. It like made it like, I don't know how to explain it, but.
You know, I offered Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Bailey a bite of my donut. Mr. Bailey said, no, thank you. And then he says, actually, yes, please. To be fair, I'd already bitten into it, you know. But he grabs it and then he throws it in the bin and says, I'll teach you to be cheeky. And I just looked at him and I was like, why? Like, my donut. And then, like, it was just such bad suppers. Like, they gave us bourbons one of the nights with ginger biscuits.
Oh, ginger biscuits.
We got three bourbons in a pack. I ate one and threw the other two in the bin.
I didn't even get bourbons. I would have eaten bourbons. Ginger nut or something.
I remember in sixth class when we went to the Adventure Center and for our supper we got like hot My Wadi and I was like low-key like really wishing that they'd like give us a cup of hot My Wadi too.
Hot Ribena was too nice.
It was
nice.
So good.
It's actually a class.
The My Wadi there was so undiluted, but there was one on the right which was diluted and the rest of them just were 90% water. Like,
we stole the My Wadi from the...
Whoa.
We took two of the bottles up to
our
room.
That's what I was saying, yeah. But, like, it's the same with everything. Like, they just get small amounts of stuff and just water it down and spread it across. Whatever cheapest option
is. I was kind of like, do you think we'd be allowed if, like, one of us was, like, really rich and just, like, did everyone a favour and rented out a room in the hotel?
Yeah, honestly.
And then we could just get, like, the hotel breakfast and all.
We were considering ordering a takeaway. There was one not too far away and we're just going to get it to the hostel every night.
Imagine. That would have been so funny.
Well, guys, I think that's it for today's week. Thanks, Leah, Julie, Jethro, and, of course, Luke Smith for joining us. Hopefully we'll have Jack with us next time. So thanks very much. See you guys later.
Welcome to the Temple Carrick podcast, and today my name is Connor and I'm with Andrew, Mark and Alex, and we're going to be talking about a place called Delphi, which is where we just went for a week. Alex didn't go, unfortunately, but we're going to talk a bit about Delphi and kind of what we did there and stuff. So like, what did you boys enjoy about Delphi?
I enjoyed the activities were pretty good, most of them.
Some of them were a bit boring.
Yeah, some of them were a bit. Orienteering wasn't great, the rest of them were good. And then, just being with your friends and stuff was pretty fun.
Week away from school, you know, still with your mates, but not school.
Yep. So,
A lot of it was just waiting around, activities, like. There was one high ropes where you're just waiting for everyone to be done to go again.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, especially if you have people just really slow waiting for you, it makes it kind of a bit bad. And how long did we have for each activity? It was like...
It's pretty long.
2 hours, 2.5 hours, like I say.
9:30 to 12:30 was one of them, so...
That was the first one, yeah. Breakfast at 8.
Yeah,
not a very...
Breakfast is pretty early, to be honest.
Yeah. Dinner at 5.
Dinner at 5, yeah, and then supper at...
The food, let's talk about the food.
Oh, God, yeah. Food made everyone sick on the last day.
The good thing was chicken and, like...
What, the chicken and chips? Chicken goujons and chips.
Yeah.
One of the nights. It was probably the best dinner, and we got, like, curry and other stuff. We got stew on the last night.
With two potatoes.
Like, the portions weren't great as well. Potatoes. There wasn't much food. Like, I kind of wanted to go back for seconds every time.
Oh, yeah, no. Literally everyone just wanted to go back for seconds every time. And the dinner ladies just wouldn't let you either. Because they just weren't big enough size portions.
Yeah. What activities did you not like?
Abseiling. Abseiling, not just abseiling in general, but like that specifically, it just wasn't very fun. Like,
really? I did that the first day. I think we got like all the bad activities out of the way.
Oh, my group got all the good ones. We did really. We did kayaking the first day and bog the second day.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is pretty.
Finished with like the worst one.
We had our stinking clothes and stuff all in our room, just stinking out the room.
Yeah,
from the bog.
Yeah, that's another thing. At the end, like you're just so like your room's a mess.
Oh, I couldn't stay in my room for more than like 5 minutes. You know, Mark. Yeah, yeah. I just wouldn't stay in the room because it just smelled so bad.
Yeah. If they had like a washing machine, I think it would be good.
A washing machine
would
be
so handy, but.
I guess they're not trying to wash our entire year's clothes, but like
just throw it in the shower. Yeah. That'll do.
Yeah, to be honest, probably not. But like, Alex, you didn't get to go. Were you mad that you didn't get to go? Actually,
not really. To be honest with you, well, it sounds like some people liked it, some people didn't.
Yeah, it was a bit mixed between reception. Like, I think it was good, but it wasn't as good as I think it was made out to be.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a letdown. Like, it was a bit hyped up.
It could have been better, like, if we had more like freedom as well in the evenings.
Because we weren't allowed to go many places. We only had about three places we were allowed to kind of hang around.
I think there usually is like a chill out area. We went in there
the last day with
Reflection.
Igor or what was
Anton?
Aegon.
Oh yeah.
No, it was Aegor or whatever his name is. He brought us in there because it was locked the entire time we were there. It was in the hostel. I thought it was in a different place. It was in the hostel.
I didn't know it was there until like the last day. But I think we're meant to be able to use it.
Yeah, we were supposed to be able to. Like, we were told by the teacher that we were going to be able to. I saw someone, like some teacher said we were going to be able to.
Miss Adams told us about it.
Yeah, but
everyone just forgot about it, to be honest.
Well, it was locked because of COVID reasons, but it had a pool table and sofas and stuff. And it was a cool room. We only went in there like the last day, and we were in there during an activity, so it wasn't like we were just chilling there, but like that would have been cool if we had that.
Yeah,
honestly.
What time did you have to get up in the morning?
8, because that wasn't well that because there is 12 groups, wasn't there?
Yeah,
1 to 6 was at 1 to 6 groups, 1 to 6 their breakfast was at 8 in the morning, and groups 6 to 12 was at like 8:30. Yeah. So you wake up pretty early, and then you have your first activity at 9:30.
So, and is it one activity a day?
3 activities a day.
Oh,
so you do the first two are like your main activities, and your last one's just kind of like a wind down thing. Like, we had a campfire one night, that was one of our last.
That was good, yeah.
The campfire was good. You just sit there and just talk for a while. We had a forest walk when we went on the forest walk. We got soaked. It was just
my group, when we went to reflection, like on the last night, we literally didn't reflect on anything. We just went for a walk around the forest for like 2 hours in the rain.
Our reflection on the last night was we went down to one of the rivers. We just sat on a rock in the middle of the river.
Yeah,
and your man made us like meditate and stuff, and he was
actually
like,
kinda like that.
Yeah, no, it was peaceful. Yeah, it but like we were just sitting on a rock in the middle of a river, just kinda with our eyes closed, just sitting there. And then we went back to that games room, but like, yeah, it wasn't so bad.
Another thing was the tuck shop. That was bit of a scam.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like 8 euro for
they had some little business plan going on there. Don't give us enough food as the complimentary stuff, and then charge.
Yeah.
It's like 2 euro for kind of like one of those normal cans of Fanta.
Yeah. Like, we're going to buy it no matter what. Like, we're still hungry. Like.
Yeah, because everyone's desperate. Like.
Yeah.
I always remember after the second activity, everyone would just be buying food in the rooms, like going into rooms and then going like, oh, do you have any snacks? Like,
oh, yeah, selling snacks. People brought so much food to Delphi. Like, some people brought like immense amounts of food.
I didn't at all.
I didn't bring any. I wasn't bothered.
I brought like jellies. Mm. That was it.
And then like... Yeah, no, everybody brought so much food, though. Everybody was all snacking. I think most people who brought loads of food even ran out of it. Like,
people were selling their food as well. Like, I saw people selling protein bars around.
Protein bars.
Everyone wanted them full.
What was it? Who was selling protein bars in our group?
It was Dara.
Dara, yeah. He had, like, 3 protein bars. But, yeah, he sold a protein bar for, like, a euro or something. But, like, fair enough.
He had about 11 of them.
Yeah, he said he got them for, like, cheap in Tesco or something.
20 for 20.
Yeah. That's kind of funny. And then the rooms, did you use like your rooms? I liked our room.
I liked my room, like the heat, because I was like with a pretty good like group, but I didn't sleep well at all.
I weirdly slept really well.
I hate sleeping bags so much, and I brought a sleeping bag instead of a duvet. Well, I should have brought a duvet because I just didn't sleep at all. Like I did, but like about 6 hours, like 7 hours. Yeah.
The beds were not the greatest either. Yeah. They're a bit rock solid.
Yeah, and Lucas was a bit snoring.
Was he snoring? Yeah,
huge snorer.
Snoring all the time.
Hard to sleep.
Who was snoring in our room, Mark? I swear someone was Billy. Billy. Yeah, Billy was just snoring his head off. Yeah, but I think our room was good, Mark. So that was
Bad. Sorry to expose you there, Billy. Sorry about that.
I'm very sorry, Billy, for exposing snoring. But like,
were there showers? Yeah.
Yeah, there was a shower in our room. There was a main washroom in the hostel.
They were nice.
The shower at our room got messed up, but like, because it just got dirty from the bog.
Were your showers kind of like the drains were a bit dodgy?
On a shower, the drain's supposed to like, well, okay,
take the water.
Don't ask why. I don't know why I actually know this, but in a shower, the ground, I think, supposed to be slanted in, like it's supposed to dip towards the drain.
Yeah.
Mm. In those showers, it was completely the opposite. The drain was higher up than the rest of the ground, so all of the water just went to the sides of the room, and the shower was like, the door like frame or the doorway, it was raised up a bit, so it was a little lip, and that our shower would just fill up with water, and at some point our room got kind of flooded because the shower filled up to the brim, and then someone went in for another shower after it, and just all the water just poured out. We had to like clean it up and all. It was a bit of a mess, but like, wasn't that bad.
Could have brought more towels as well, to be honest. I brought one towel and it was just like soaked.
I brought one like old one for the bog, for like after the bog, because I thought that was gonna get destroyed. It didn't really, but and then just one normal towel for like just my regular showers. One was for the activities, so one was like for the kayaking and bog, and the other was just for normal showers and stuff.
But yeah, overall it was pretty good, I think.
Yeah,
like it's I liked it.
What do you think of the instructors as well?
Oh, the instructors are sound, like they're so like chilled out, most of them.
Most of them were nice. Yeah.
I kind of want to say like longer, but it's just you get like dirty and tired. Yeah. That's the main thing.
I felt kind of weird going back and sleeping in your own room after that, because our room, Mark, had seven people in it. Eight before
we had a pretty big room. Yeah,
we had eight before Daniel went home on the first night after. Oh yeah, after he fainted. Yeah,
my friend Dan.
Oh god,
he was sleeping in my room and he broke his shin. Did a warm up for the bog.
Yeah, it wasn't even in the bog either. That's why I felt so bad, because like it wasn't even the bog. It was it was just a warm up.
Like we were all, when he first fell down, like we were pissed. Like we were laughing so much because like we thought he was like joking. But then he just stayed down for like 10 minutes and we were like, oh, Jesus.
God. Was he serious? Screaming?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, Dan, if you're listening, apologies. But yeah, it was kind of funny.
Poor Dan.
But then he went to the hospital.
I think he had surgery.
He got surgery. Now he's in it. I don't think he can walk properly till like Christmas.
What?
Pretty mad.
Going to be limping or something.
Yeah.
Is he in like a boot? Or like,
yeah, I think so. It's like his whole leg. Because he thought it was his ankle. But
it was his shin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to McGregor?
Oh, I don't even want that image in my head.
Yeah.
I watched that fight and it was just nuts. Oh, yeah. Watching that happen was just not the greatest. But yeah, so I think Delphi was good. Could have been better.
Yeah.
Food could have been better, but I'd rather bigger portion sizes. I didn't really mind the food. It was more the portion sizes.
Yeah, true.
So, but
would you go back?
Maybe not for as long though, because it's I don't know. It's not really much point. Like our last day was terrible. Our last day was abseiling and bouldering and
orienteering.
But that the abseiling bouldering was a bit boring. But it wasn't like terrible. But
it was good when you were doing
bad,
it.
Yeah, no Wi-Fi either. Mm. There was a rock. Everybody called, what was it, 4G rock or whatever.
3G rock. Yeah.
3G rock. Everybody just went there to get Wi-Fi, and we went there during orienteering to get a bit of Wi-Fi as well. Because like. It's a bit of an effort walking around the entire forest, but sure, it was good enough. It was a pretty good trip, I think.
Yeah,
pretty worth it. You were like with your mates the entire time, and make new friends as well. Talk to people you haven't talked to before. Yeah. Help people you haven't helped before, whatever, you know. And I think the bus rides, actually.
I like the bus. I like it. Yeah, it was pretty long.
The bus there was it was kind of a bit annoying because I was like,
were you on the bus? Was anyone on the bus that was broken down?
Oh, yeah. I was.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
How long were you stopped for?
It was like an hour. It was in the last town before grass and lakes and stuff.
Hmm.
So it was pretty lucky it was there and not on a road that can only fit like maybe one car on it.
Yeah, yeah. But my bus didn't break down at all. Some people were getting sick as well. On the Miss Adams was telling us that her bus, like 8 of them got sick. Or
on the way there.
No, on the way back. Oh. No one on my bus got sick at all.
I was on Miss Adams' bus earlier. So Nathan was feeling a bit sick, I think.
Really? She was saying that a lot of them got sick.
I think it was just the breakfast on the last day. Everyone was complaining about the sausages.
Yeah.
I didn't actually see anyone get sick. I just saw, Nathan, as he said, he had a bag. Saw a couple other guys had a bag.
But everyone was just feeling, and there's so many people out now as well. Like there's like half of our half of our class is out. Half of illness, our like yeah, it, everybody's just sick now. But what can you do? It was a good trip overall. I think
I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It was fun.
Right. So well. Thanks for listening to us waffle about Delphi for 13 minutes, 14 minutes. Anyway, see ya.
Cheers.
Goodbye. Cheers. See ya.